54,000 of you have taken part in the ABC's National Survey Australia talks, sharing your views on everything from politics to money to sex, all the things we were taught to avoid in polite conversation. Today we look at that other unmentionable dinner table topic, religion, and how you responded to the survey. Now, the headline results of the survey show that only 15% of Australians believe Australia needs more religion, and 71% believe discrimination based on religion does occur. 60% of people say that others should keep their religious views to themselves. So to help understand this data, we've asked Natalie Swan, a doctoral researcher at Melbourne University. What do we make of that 60% who say keep shtum about religion?
It's interesting to me that it was younger Australians that were less likely to agree with that statement. Younger adult Australians are more likely to think that we should be able to talk about our religious views. They're also, according to the Australia Talks survey, more likely to be interacting with people from other religious backgrounds. I feel like there's a hopefulness in that picture, that the Australians who are most likely to be interacting across those religious boundaries are actually the ones who are least likely to think that we need to keep those ideas to ourselves.
When we read that headline figure of 60% saying, shut up about your religion, how much should, though, we put it in the context of the recent Royal Commission into Institutional Sex Abuse, which was highly critical of the churches? And then you had the case of the footballer Israel Folau sending out tweets that were considered homophobic and incendiary. There's a lot of public discussion around this issue that sometimes gets very ugly. I wonder if there's a context in which we should read that figure first of all.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of religious Australians are probably feeling pretty cautious about sharing their religious views as well. So not only people who aren't religious, maybe not wanting to hear about the views of religious Australians, but I suspect religious Australians too are feeling a bit put upon and happy to kind of keep it quiet for the moment.
Yeah, well, I think your suspicion is correct, because I noticed that it says 53% of Catholics believe that people should be quiet about their religion. Maybe a sense of being under siege. So if we shut up, people won't notice us or something.
Yeah, well, I think too, the Catholic tradition is not one that's heavily, at least in the contemporary climate, I don't think heavily into proselytising, whereas the proportion of Protestants that think religious beliefs should be kept to themselves is smaller. Those traditions that are interested in creating converts and bringing people into the faith are less likely to agree that we should keep religious beliefs to ourselves.
And the other point that I guess is also informed by recent history and context is the apparently low level of respect that religious leaders enjoy, the very low level of trust. What does the survey show about that?
Yes, well, the survey suggests that religious leaders were among the least trusted of all community leaders. They came in at eighth place, with only 29% of the respondents to this survey trusting them somewhat or a lot. Unsurprisingly, religious people are more likely to trust religious leaders than non-religious people.
Again, though, I notice it's only a minority of Catholics who say they trust religious leaders. Protestants have a much stronger trust in their religious leaders. Catholics, really interesting, only 47%.
Yes, I suspect that has a lot to do with contemporary revelations about Catholic leadership. I also suspect it reflects nominalism and different rates of nominalism in different kinds of religions.
By which you mean how strongly you identify, whether you wear your religion passionately or slightly more lightly.
Yeah, so in my experience, Protestants who tend not to wear that as or identify as a Protestant culturally in to quite the same extent that Catholic families will often continue to identify as Catholic even while they don't practice regularly. So people can feel bound to Catholicism and not trust its leaders in a way that Protestants will often just abandon the church if they don't trust the leadership.
As we drill down into this, Natalie, something else reveals itself which I found fascinating. It seems the wealthier you are, the less kind you are to religion. What explains that?
What the survey results show is that those people earning $3,000 or more dollars a week are much more likely to disagree with the statement that Australia would be better off if people were more religious. I suspect that reflects the fact that the Australian-born population is more likely to identify as having no religion. The survey also shows that people who have no religion are much more likely to say Australia would be better off, or disagree with the statement that Australia would be better off if people were more religious. So I suspect that the wealth and education levels of people disagreeing with that statement reflect the fact that they're part of the Australian-born population and just a more privileged portion of the Australian population.
Yeah, well, let's get on to this nexus between religion and migration status, because that's a particular story for you. What does the Australia Talks data reveal about religion, especially among, you know, recently arrived migrants?
Well, it does show that people who were born overseas or who speak a language other than English are more likely to feel that their religious identity is an important part of their identity than the Australian-born. It also shows that people from those backgrounds are more likely to socialise with people from different religious backgrounds. People who are born overseas are more likely to have a diverse network of friendships and community than the Australian-born.
I notice that just under half of Australians, 49%, consider themselves feminists. Now, that was the overall figure, but what about religious Australians? What does the data reveal about them?
Well, it shows that a little bit less of religious believers would identify themselves as feminists than the overall sample. So the Catholic respondents, 44% likely to identify as feminist, and Protestants are a bit lower at 36%. But people of other religions, again, 43% of those people identify as feminist. It can be difficult, I think, for people of a religious persuasion to identify as feminist. Feminism as an ideology has a bit of a reputation of being antagonistic towards faith traditions. And so sometimes believers find it difficult to self-identify with feminism, even though they might wholeheartedly agree that men and women are equal, that feminist kind of social projects like paid maternity leave and those sorts of things are all wonderful, they still struggle to identify as feminist at a kind of ideological level. So I think this is incredibly hopeful that actually a similar proportion of the religious identify as feminist to the Australian population overall.
Great to talk to you, Natalie. Much appreciated. Natalie Swan, she's a doctoral researcher at the University of Melbourne. Thanks for being with us on the program.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
And you can find the results of the Australia Talks survey at abc.net.au/AustraliaTalks. And this is the Religion and Ethics Report.